Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Good day, great day, and new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. You want to stay right here on AM 560 because long-term care and retirement realities matter. As the older population is projected to be twice as large by 2030, growing from 35 million to 70 million people. And, you know, we hear so much about health care, Medicare, and now Medicare reform and how, you know, changes are being made along the way. And, of course, the costs going up. Well, long-term care insurance is now a concern for many. And 15 years ago, you rarely, if ever, heard about it. So we're finally starting to realize that long-term care insurance is a huge financial safety net, and it can be far more affordable than you think. And the younger and healthier you are, it costs much less. It can also serve as a short or long-term disability product for those who are self-employed or actually for anyone. And my first two guests today are Murray Gordon, the CEO, and Brian Gordon, president of MAGA Long-Term Care Insurance, and they are going to give us the facts. And one of the things about MAGA Long-Term Care Insurance Planning is they have been doing business in the Chicagoland area for 38 years. And I believe that you're a master of it when you cross the 30-year mark. Well, welcome, Brian and Murray, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, I'm very happy to have you both on. I know that you are both experts in what you're doing, and I love the fact that you don't diversify. So, Brian, for our listeners out there, and some people may already know this, but what is your definition of long-term care planning?
Long-term care planning, there's a lot of different definitions out there for it. What I look at people need to do is really having the conversation with their families, with their loved ones, spouses, children, financial advisors, whomever it might be, having the conversation about if something were to happen to us, what are we going to do about it? Where are we going to go to? How are we going to pay for this? And typically the biggest question is how are people going to pay for this? Where do they go to spend on which asset first if something were to happen to them? Kids should be aware, spouses should be aware of what the plan is, because it's already very difficult to take care of a loved one, and to have to put the financial element into it really throws people into a tailspin sometimes to get this figured out.
So I don't think that people fully realize what a great safety net it is. And like I said at the beginning, if you're younger and you're healthier, the premiums, of course, are lower.
That's
so it
correct.
Is a it's a huge safety net because we don't know from one day to the next if something is going to come about with our health or an accident or, you know, if we were to even become disabled.
Right. That is correct.
And that's where it kicks in.
Right.
So you probably see a lot of diverse situations, and I bet you people even call you after the fact.
We get lots of phone calls from whether they're clients of ours or people that we meet through financial advisors or people that we deal with. They don't know where to turn to. They need their policy reviewed. They don't know how the benefits trigger. So they come to us before they even start the claim process in some cases.
I bet it's so rewarding when you've written a policy and somebody calls you and says this, not that it's good that anything happened to them, but that they do have the coverage.
Right. Well, they had a plan, and now this is a way to execute the plan.
And what do most long-term care policies, I know you work with a lot of companies and you've been doing business for 38 years, but Murray, what do most policies overall cover?
Well, the policies that are offered today will cover home care, which is where most people would prefer to be cared for if they needed some care. Assisted living, which is also another good option, which wasn't available, let's say, 15, 20 years ago. And you also have full-blown nursing home care. These are the main areas. But then also, part of that would be adult daycare, which would be covered. But the main thing is that people are having choices of care. They can be at home, they can be in a facility, and especially with adult children today being located in different parts of the country, who's going to take care of mom or dad, you know, if this event does happen?
Now, do you think, like I said, it was, you know, 15 years ago, people didn't really think of long-term care, and you were writing policies at that time. So you've probably seen a whole lot of growth in the last 20 years with people finally coming to recognize that this is basically as important as having, say, you know, health insurance or homeowners or even auto insurance.
Well, people are living longer, first of all, and experiencing issues with family members. And so the adult children are looking at things a lot differently, because up until maybe 10, 15 years ago, the average age of an applicant was probably in their early 70s. Today, the average applicant's age is 56, 57. That's changed a lot for a lot of different reasons.
Such as?
Insurance companies are getting tougher when it comes to health history and medical problems. So that's one of the main reasons. They're not looking for the older client because, again, they learned it's a young industry, and they're finding that they didn't price it properly, didn't underwrite it properly, and a lot of other reasons. But with anything new, you've got to make changes, and you learn from your experience. But it's still a very viable product that is important when you're doing planning for the future.
Now, you underwrite with a lot of companies. What are some of those companies?
Well, the companies out there today, Genworth is probably the number one writing company on long-term care. You have Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica, Mass Mutual, and several other captive companies that do not allow other agents to write their policies. So, but those are the main companies today. They were different, let's say, 10 years ago than they are today, but there are still good quality companies offering these plans.
That's so great. Now, I'm sure, like I asked you about the consumer side, I'm sure as far as the policies changing and becoming more innovative, have they over time? I mean, do they cover more, or do they extend themselves out in a way that helps people in other ways?
Well, in other generations, it was nursing home insurance. That's basically, it wasn't called long-term care insurance.
Interesting.
Because it strictly covered nursing home care and skilled nursing home care, and that was it. But again, anybody could get the policy, but the benefits were limited too. Back then, the average cost of a nursing home was $7,200 a year. Today, average cost is probably $80,000 to $90,000 a year, depending on where you're located.
Amazing.
So it's evolved, and again, home care was not available till the early 90s. And again, statistics that I think Brian has on home care new claims for last year show that more people are receiving care at home than in a nursing facility.
Now, Brian, what are those statistics?
As far as the new claims being opened, most of the new claims being opened are for assisted living and for home health care. Well over half of them, probably closer to 65-70%, are for those levels of care, because people are more familiar with the different levels that are available to them, and it's not just going into a nursing home, which is typically one of the more unappealing places for people to go to. Granted, we have a lot of really good ones in our areas here, but people really try to stay home to be cared for, and then if something they need to move on to the next level, they can go to the assisted living facilities as well.
So the stats are on the up for home care?
Yeah, absolutely. They're more, I think, closer to about 40%+ of the claims that are being opened are for home health care today.
Interesting. So nobody wants to go and leave their home. And in the market, the way it is, it's harder for people to permanently move into an assisted living. Or to sell their homes.
Right, right.
Now, a lot of these policies have just a variety of riders on them. What are some of the ones that people that are looking at long-term care should definitely be aware of?
Some of the riders are out there, depending on the person's age, depending if they're buying it by themselves or with a partner or a spouse, depending on what they're looking at, there are shared riders that are available that if I were to go out and buy a 2 or 3 or 4 year benefit period for myself, I could also buy a 2, 3, 4 year benefit period for my partner or my spouse, and we would have access to each other's benefits if we should use up all of one of our policies. Mm-hmm. That's one rider that we're seeing people buy more and more. The other one is taking a look at the inflation protection. And inflation protection is very important with these policies. You know, if somebody buys a benefit of $200 to $250 in today's dollars, that's a good amount of money to have for themselves. We also know that in 15 or 20 years, that's going to be inadequate
coverage. Yeah, what's it going to go to there? Once again, I'm here with Brian and Murray Gordon with MAGA Long-Term Care Planning. Their website is magaltc.com. And don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio. We want you to stay right here on AM 560. We're going to find out what does long-term care cost in the Chicagoland area. That's right. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Meeting long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. MAGA LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at MAGA Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with Murray Gordon and Brian Gordon. And Murray is the CEO, and Brian is a certified long-term care advisor and president of MAGA Long-Term Care Planning right here in the Chicagoland area. Their website is magaltc.com. And Brian, I would like for you or Murray, whichever you want to address this, when people think of long-term care, they're like, oh, another insurance. I'd like for you to touch a little bit on, you know, what it would cost. And there's a lot of variables. I'm sure health comes into play. Of course, age, you know, what riders you take out. Do you want to buy the Cadillac or do you just want to buy the Ford? I don't know. I'm sure there's a big variation there. But overall, what can people expect?
Well, the plans, and it's similar to buying a car. You know, you can get the luxury model or you get something in the middle. And the programs that are available for people, let's say, 55 years old, which is, you know, close to the average age, a plan that would pay, let's say, $6,000 a month, which is about $72,000 a year, for a 3-year benefit for a husband and wife for each person, if they were both that age, with a 3% compound inflation rider would be $1,400 a year per person, and that's with the spousal discounts. And if they wanted the 5% compound inflation, it's $2,472 a year. And that would be somebody that wasn't perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in better health, the premiums would be lower.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't like to give lowball numbers. We'd rather be realistic when it comes to pricing. And if it's less, that's even better.
Now, if somebody buys a policy today, can, well, like most all insurances, they do creep up. Long-term care works the same way, correct?
When you say creep up, increase the rates?
Yeah, the rates, they kind of go up through time.
They can go up, definitely. Mm-hmm. And again, the companies can't just do that on a broad base on per person. They have to file with the state insurance department, have approval, show their loss ratios before they do anything. So they can't just arbitrarily raise a rate.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody has a health savings account, can they take funds out of that account to pay for long-term care?
Yes, they can. That is available, and documents show the amount that they could deduct, you know, per year, per couple.
Now, with people that have HSAs, do they know this? I mean, is this common knowledge to most people with health savings accounts?
I doubt it. It's probably a well-kept secret, just as though a business who is offering long-term care to their executives or their principals don't realize that there's some tax savings, plus they can offer that to all of their employees on a voluntary basis, too.
Well, this is Murray Gordon that you just heard give out one of the best-kept secrets there, and your health savings account can pay for your long-term care insurance. Now, another thing, if they do work for a company that provides long-term care policies, I would think that these policies are written so they're portable. They're able to take them with them.
Yes, that's correct. If a person buys in a policy through an employer, whether they buy it on a voluntary basis or a lot of times even if the employer is paying the premiums on their behalf,
mm-hmm.
if they decide to leave work or when they retire, they can take that policy with them.
And are all of them written that way? So that's an absolute.
That's how the ones we have seen, all the group ones that we've looked at have been portable.
Now, working with Murray and Brian here, and once again, they're with MAGALTC.com. Their phone number is 800-533-6242. I am sure that what's the process when you guys meet with a family, or is it okay for any listener out there that has a policy call you to review that policy?
We are happy to take a look at people's policies to see what the benefits they have, make sure that that policy is up to what their expectations are in the plan. If it's somebody that's looking at procuring a new plan or looking into it for themselves, we'd be happy to have that discussion with them as well. And, you know, we'd gather the information needed, talk with family, and we'd want to meet with them and talk about how the plans work and go through the process.
So when you meet with somebody that's looking for a policy, what are some of the common objections or questions that people come up with? Because I really feel that there's a lack of people really fully understanding, you know, what a financial safety net a long-term care insurance policy can be.
Right. No, people don't really realize it a lot of times until it's too late, or they start dealing with what they see with their friends or family has dealt with, and we deal with a lot of folks like that. And one of the biggest reasons people think that they don't want to look at long-term care is they think they're never going to need it. Well, we hope people never need it, and we've seen many people use these policies and really help, you know, help the families, help keep the cohesiveness with the kids, you know, limit the arguments and discussions that they have from that aspect of it, because there's a lot of people that get affected if there's no plan in place.
Absolutely. I think that people believe that Medicare and health insurance covers things that they don't.
Correct, right. People have had a misconception, and I've been working with Dad for over 22 years now, and from day one, people always thought that Medicare, health insurance take care of these things. They take care of the short-term, recuperative type of services we might need, like knee replacements, hip replacements, back surgeries, things that we would typically get better from. They're not designed to cover chronic type of problems.
or if somebody is in the hospital, say, beyond 150 days. That's not covered. That's no longer covered by Medicare, correct?
Right. Medicare will actually go up to 100 days maximum, as long as the person that's in there getting services is showing some gradual signs of improvement. Once they start to see that person's health either stabilize or get a little bit worse, they'll cut them off for service.
And that's where long-term care policies come in. So they come into hospital stays, home care, if you need home care, if you need a nursing home, and where else, Brian?
The assisted living facilities, the policies will cover there. And it'll cover, pretty much no one's going to ever be told what facility they have to go to, what home health care provider they have to use. People, that gives them choices with these types of policies.
So it's not up to the company that underwrites the policy. It's actually up to the policyholder to choose.
Correct. And when our clients want to go file a claim or think they have a claim, we always want to make sure that they share with us or make sure they share with the insurance company, more importantly, what facility they're looking to go into or what home care provider they're looking to go to make sure they meet the qualifications under these types of plans as well.
Well, I think it's really important that people know that, an accident or an illness in young years can really set anybody back. I mean, it can really create a lot of havoc in the area of not only, of course, healing and getting better, but just the financial aspect of it. So tell me a story about somebody that you wrote a policy and they were so appreciative, Brian or Murray, that called you when they needed it. And hopefully it was just for short term, but when they needed it.
And, well, unfortunately, the couple cases I resonate with is a couple of my more long-term ones. And ironically, it was one of a woman who lived in Elk Grove Village she was in her early 70s. Bought a policy with me. They wanted to buy a 4-year benefit period with some inflation, and I was going through the process with them. I said, your mom is a hearty Italian woman, very active, very sharp. I feel like I'm not worried about the short-term stuff with her. I'm worried about the long-term. And long story short, 2 years after she bought the policy with me, she wound up going into a nursing facility in the area with dementia. And she lived for almost 13 years getting care, and the family came out of pocket minimally to cover that, based on my recommendation of doing the lifetime versus the 4-year they're initially looking at. Today, we don't have the luxury of having those lifetime type of policies, but I know, and I deal with the daughter and the family a lot these days with their long-term care as well as some other insurance, and they're just, they're just thrilled that mom had that coverage for herself.
Oh, boy, I'm sure they're very appreciative of you. Now, one more thing before we run out of time, the elimination period, when people do choose a policy, clarify that for my listeners out there of what they really do need to know.
The elimination period is really synonymous with a deductible period that most of us are accustomed to with our home and our auto insurance. Elimination period is days that we pay out of pocket before the insurance company kicks in and starts paying us our benefits. Long-term care can have anywhere from 20 to 30, 60 days, all the way up to a 1-year elimination period. And when people are designing these policies, they need to realize that those days are going to come out of their pocket before the insurance kicks in. And just like our home and auto, the lower our elimination periods are, the more expensive these plans can be.
So watch the length of coverage. Make sure you choose what's best for you, that works for you, and the elimination period. And then, of course, you would go over all the riders with them.
Correct. Right.
And you too, right, Murray?
Absolutely.
Well, I just want to thank both Murray Gordon and Brian Gordon for being on Aging Info Radio today. And their website is MAGALTC.com. Their phone number is 800-533-6242. You want to stay right here on AM 560. We're going to talk about retirement realities with John O'Connor coming up next. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300, 847-623-6300.
This is the event that you'll be talking about for years to come. You'll want to say you were there. It's history in the making as the entire AM 560 WIND lineup takes to the stage on the same night in the same city on one night only. November 3rd at the Aku Theater in Rosemont. It's Glenn Beck.
Dream about what we're going to become.
Dennis Miller.
We have turned into a mincing, politically correct leviathan.
Michael Medved.
The only legitimate purpose for government is to protect the rights of the citizens.
John Howell. Amy Jacobson. Steve Cochran. Hugh Hewitt. Dennis Prager. And Mike Gallagher. Together for the first and only time. Just days before the presidential election. It's a night of commentary, comedy, and a celebration of the power and passion of radio. Tickets available now at 560WIND.com. Search for the keyword night. Sponsored in part by Libertyville Lincoln.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people, too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, you've got to sing like you don't need the money. My next guest is John O'Connor, president of O'Connor and Associates, and John is going to talk to us today about retirement realities, and there is so much publicity in the marketplace about retirement that I do feel consumers are actually a little confused. Who do I trust? Or maybe John can tell us, you know, where they should invest, who can they trust, of course, besides John O'Connor. And welcome, John, to Aging Info Radio. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, Sue. It's nice to be here again.
Well, I'm really glad to have you on. You are known as the Safe Money Advisor.
That's right.
And I want to know how you got that title.
Well, I believe in using products to save money that don't have any risk to them. So no matter what happens, the client that invests with me will always have that money. Market turndowns do not take away any of the value of the products that they own through me.
Now, do you... what I had just said about, you know, consumers mistrusting and, you know, feeling a little skeptical of, you know, where to invest or where their money should be. Do you think a lot of that is going on in our with consumers today?
Well, I do. And I think one of the reasons is that there's a lot of people that aren't doing what I call a complete suitability review for people to invest. A lot of people are really not able to weather the storm if the market goes the wrong way. So I use instruments that might take advantage of market indexes, but without any of the risk. There's no potential for loss. And so depending on how many years of experience people have in using a investment type tool, I sit down with them and we go over what's the goal, what are they trying to accomplish, and what do they really need out of their money, long term and short term.
So it's great that you sit down and you said a key word there. There's no loss. So there's only a possibility of growth, but they don't lose.
Right. Your worst case scenario at the end of any year is you still have all your money.
Oh, that's really not the worst case scenario in today's market. That's the best case scenario.
Right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the service that you offer. I know that you do seminars. What can someone expect from your seminars? What can they walk away with besides a full belly of good food? Because I believe you serve great lunches at the restaurants you have them at.
Yeah, we do offer a nice lunch to all of our clientele, but what they can expect from a seminar is I give them about a 60-minute lesson on the way that money works, some different systems that we use to help retirement happen, and then talk about how they can actually meet with me privately so we can go over a suitability review with them. And then at the end, we have a nice lunch.
And, John, do you think that your seminars, after when you actually sit down and meet with the people, what do you think are some of the common mistakes that people make?
Well, a lot of times.
That you've seen.
Okay. Well, what I've seen is a lot of times people make some huge errors with believing that, that one of my favorite things people will tell me, you know, I'm sitting there looking at a portfolio where they've lost a ton of money, and they say, as soon as the market comes back, I'm getting out. And I always ask them, I says, when exactly is that? You know,
yeah.
Nobody knows for sure. And so sometimes it's more important to cut your losses. I actually work with a stockbroker who's been absolutely fantastic with helping people that have made investment mistakes fix them. And so what I recommend is, you know, sometimes it's just not me that knows what the answer is. I might use a stockbroker. I might use a life insurance expert. Whatever I need in order to be able to put their ship back on the right course financially, that's what I'm going to use. But the one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to show them how to risk money.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in the situation you just talked about, they're just hoping, they're thinking, you know what, I've lost so much here. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. I'm just going to stay here. And would you recommend that they take a portion of that and put it into a secured account, like you said, an account that they could not lose?
Absolutely. If the suitability review that I go through with them actually shows me that they can afford to take a portion of their money and put it into something like one of my safe money accounts, I'm definitely going to recommend that to them. And mm-hmm. then we're going to take a look at, based on their age, how much money do they really have at risk? Sometimes they've got way too much money at risk for the age that they're at.
Mm-hmm. And how do you come up with that?
Well, I use a rule called the rule of 100.
Mm-hmm.
If you take your age and subtract that from the number 100, let's say I've got a 70-year-old person sitting with me and we do 70 away from 100, we got 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the maximum percentage they should really have at risk.
That amount of their total investment.
Right, 30% of their total savings should not, no more than 30% should be at risk.
And do you find that rule of thumb works?
It does.
Absolutely. Once again, I'm here with John O'Connor, president of O'Connor & Associates. And you want to stay right here on AM 560. When we get back, we're going to find out where, a little bit more about that safe money and where your money is safe besides under your mattress these days. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com. Chicago. 70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least three or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to resourceoneimplants.com.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm here with John O'Connor, president of O'Connor & Associates, and his website is O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz. You can contact John, and we're going to talk a little bit more about his seminars that he does all the time in the Chicagoland area at 847-274-2681. Well, John, where is our money safe? You are the safe money advisor. Before we went to break, I said anywhere, not anywhere, but definitely under our mattress. But where else? I mean, where can people learn? And maybe it'll be in your seminars.
Well, I do talk about that in my seminars as far as where the safe money is. Now, we all know what a bank is, and a bank is definitely a safe place for your money. It's insured. Mm-hmm. The problem with a bank today is they don't give you a very good rate of return on your money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to have something that's going to give a little bit more of a growth to our money and still have the safety. I use annuities in my practice to help people do that. Now, I don't use just any kind of an annuity. I use an annuity that's called a fixed annuity or a fixed index annuity. That means that your money is actually guaranteed. Your investment cannot go down because the market goes the wrong way.
And then with an annuity, when can you start collecting on that?
Well, depending on what your requirements are, you could start collecting as soon as immediately, or you can start in a year, or if we have a plan that you're going to go out 10 years and then start an income stream, we can do that. It's really based on what the customer needs.
So your seminars, you do give great seminars all over the Chicagoland area. You want to give out the date of your next seminar?
Sure, sure. I've got 4 seminars coming up in September. It's going to be on September 11th and 12th. That's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. They're at 11 a.m. We ask people to get there about 10 or 15 minutes early so we can get them seated and get their orders for lunch in. Also on September 18th and 19th at 11 a.m., and they're all 4 at the same location. They're all at the Weber Grill in Lombard. It's on Butterfield Road, just a little bit west of Myers Road. And if you want to call me to get a reservation, my number is 847-274-2681.
Now, a lot of times, John, when people attend seminars, they feel pressured or uncomfortable, and I would like for you to elaborate a little bit on that, because it sounds like to me it's basically if they want to meet with you or not at another time.
Absolutely. And what I do at my seminar, and I'll tell you what I do through a compliment that people give me. They say, you know, I really learned something this time, and you talk to me in a way that I could understand you. I've been to seminars where people are talking so far over our heads we don't know what they're talking about, and then they expect us to make an appointment with them. I tell people simply the way money works in a way that they understand, and then I tell them if you'd like to get a free, no cost, no obligation, no pressure, second opinion on your finances, let me know, and I'll show you how to do that.
And Weber Grill has great food.
The Weber Grill has fantastic food, and I get a lot of compliments on that, too. Now, I don't know. A lot of people want to come and hear me talk, but every once in a while, I think there's some people that just come because they want to taste that food at the Weber Grill.
Because it sure smells good when you walk through the door, right?
Yes,
now,
it does.
Now, O'Connor & Associates, your website is .biz, but O'Connor & Associates, you are a member of the Better Business Bureau, correct?
I am proud to tell you. I've been a member of the Better Business Bureau for several years, and I have what's called an A-plus rating with them. In all the years I've been doing business, I've never actually had a complaint.
And how long, John, have you been writing annuities or in the financial industry in the Chicagoland area?
I've been in the business for 24 years.
That's a long time.
It is.
Now, what about beneficiary pitfalls? What do you see that people, some of the mistakes that people do when they are writing annuities or any type of financial policies with you?
Well, what I see sometimes when I'm doing a financial review is people have not named a beneficiary at all, and they make the estate of that person the beneficiary, which is a guaranteed trip through probate court. What I always ask people to do is bring their policies to me so that we can do a review of it and make sure that they have the beneficiaries they want listed on there.
Mm-hmm. And then you help them clarify that or send them
Absolutely.
In the right direction.
Absolutely. In the last year, I can remember at least one case that was incredibly bad. The beneficiaries were wrong. The beneficiaries were not only wrong, but they had the wrong Social Security number for the policyholder themselves. So, I mean, it was really bad paperwork, and it wasn't the customer's problem. It was the agent that did it wrong. They did it in a hurry, and you could see the obvious mistakes. But while that person's still alive, we can fix all that. But when they die, all of a sudden, it becomes a really big issue trying to make that all work.
Oh, just going through paperwork to make sure. I mean, it's really important for people to do this every 5 years to really go through their legal documents, I would think, and look at it and see, and then once again meet with you as a safe money advisor. Once again, I'm here with John O'Connor with O'Connor & Associates. John's phone number, call 847-274-2681, and Dana, either call John or Dana, and they will set you up for a great seminar at Weber Grill in Lombard, and that's September 11th and 12th. And 18th and 19th. They start at 11 a.m., and they are no-pressure, complete educational seminar. Well, John, I actually attended your seminar a long time ago when I started working with you, and you're absolutely right. It was completely educational.
Yeah.
I mean, people do get a lot out of it. And I really do highly recommend if you have any questions or concerns about your finances and where you want to put your money, definitely go.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. I think it's been a pleasure having you as a client as well.
Oh, it's I've definitely gotten a great return on it, and my money is safe. And you want to stay right here. I'm going to get from John some tips for parents to offer their kids and move our future generations forward with their finances, at least some tips out there. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Meeting long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace. peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with John O'Connor, the president of O'Connor and Associates. His phone number is 847-274-2681. Do call that number and get your reservation to attend one of his seminars. They are highly educational and will move you forward. And speaking of moving forward, what would you give, John, as some tips for parents out there to start offering their children in the area of finances? When I say children, you know, 20, 30, 35, what would you offer to parents to as far as guidance?
Well, first of all, I'd tell the parents to share with the kids what they've gone through in order to build up money for their retirement and encourage them to actually save money instead of just spending it. We live today in what I consider a really drastically evolving economic landscape, and we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And there's kids today that might have a job that doesn't last for 2 or 3 more years. They need to save money for maybe being unemployed for a while. They need to save money with an eye on retirement at some point. And the parents need to talk to the kids about, you know, seriously talk about what happens when mom and dad die. What do we really want to have happen with our money? They don't have to get into how much money there is or anything, but they need to know that there's a trusted advisor that the kids can go to for counseling when mom and dad do pass away to help the assets transfer to the kids without a big problem. The other thing is the kids need to know how to handle money when they actually inherit it. Mm-hmm. And so they need to have a really serious talk about that at some point. I always hear parents tell me, well, my kids say, oh, I don't want your money, mom and dad, and all that. And you know what? Those kids are lying, because when mom and dad die, those kids are calling me first.
That's okay. What they do. And yeah. Once again, do update that every 5 years. I mean, really look at it as time goes by and make sure that you're still having those conversations.
Oh, absolutely. And I want all my clients to contact me to get a free review every year to make sure we're still on track.
That sounds great. And once again, I'm here with John O'Connor, president of O'Connor and Associates. Their phone number is 847-274-2681. Thank you so much, John.
And thank you, Sue.
Well, it's a no Daisy May day today, and my studio is much too filled with guests to have her here. But my Paws Pooch of the Week is Rupert, known as a goofball, a 3-year-old male, Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu. And you can call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Rupert is waiting with his paws crossed for you to call Paws. Once again, their number is 773-935-7296. And if you are driving and heard our show or any part of our show and or commercials and you want information on it, you can always go to aginginforadio.com. All of our shows are archived there on podcast. Any commercials that you heard will be on our website. They are our sponsors. We also include a blog with our guest pictures and contact information. And once again, if you can't find what you're looking for, you can always email us at info@aginginforadio.com or call 866-560-3965. And thank you, Murray and Brian Gordon with MAGA LTC and John O'Connor with O'Connor and Associates today. And thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer. And Aging Info Radio will be back next Saturday, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.